Yeah, he gets a brownie point for that.
I'm grateful, yes.
Hi, Angelica. Hi, Tina. Can we see your lovely faces? Okay, great. So I know we have a bunch more people still joining us, but it is 6 o'clock, and I don't want to waste a minute because I prepared probably, I don't know, 3 hours of material, and we have an hour and 15 minutes, but we'll do what we can. I'm very excited to be here with all of you. It's so nice to see your face, Tina. It's been so long. All of you guys, so lovely to see you, Janet. Welcome back. Okay, so I would love to just start with a big deep breath, everybody, just a big group. Landing, connecting, dropping into yourself, kind of getting centered for a minute. We're in a new configuration of people. We have a mascot with us too, I see there, Jan. Okay, Alma's here, yay. Great, hi Alma, Debbie's here. So I would love you to just kind of look around. I know you all don't know each other. You're going to be meeting some new people here today. So just look around at each face for a moment and kind of say hello with your eyes and see all the gorgeous women that are sitting here in our virtual classroom together. And take it in. So you're not only are you seeing each other and saying hello, but you're also receiving the lovely yumminess coming at you, all these warm smiles and all these healing practitioners and coaches and therapists that are gathered together. So it's really a great privilege and an honor for me to be with all of you. So I want to, I have so much I want to say and share here today, but I'd like to just start before you all introduce yourselves to each other and to the group. I want to just start by saying a couple things in general. Some of you are here, all of you are here. You're all at very different levels of professional development. Some of you have professional practices that have been in practice for years. Some of you are new in your professional practice. Some of you are just beginning your studies in this practice. So we are here at all levels of accomplishment. And so I'm going to try to be addressing you on as many of those levels as possible. And don't worry if you don't understand everything. I think just the exposure of this and of hearing different people's experiences is going to be a great learning in and of itself. So take what you like, and what I'm going to also do, we go till 7:15, but I'm going to stay on until 7:30, and there'll be a Q&A, an optional Q&A for whoever would like to stay on with me a little bit longer and ask questions or listen in to things that get stirred up from our work together today. This course, some of you are here as part of a continuing education or continuing development for your practice already. A number of you are on the Find a Practitioner, Professional Practitioner page that has just recently gone up on the Transpersonal Energy Healing website. So congratulations to all of you. Yay. And you are qualified, those of you who are listed are qualified to offer sessions to people who will be required to have a package of sessions for their certification, for those who are going through the certification program. What I want to do is for those of you who have already gone through the training, graduated, have your certification. Hi, Erin, nice to see you, gone through your certification. Then for you guys, this will be a chance to, I'm going to start with a review of what transpersonal energy healing is, that that is unique about what you are offering. You're listed on that Find a Practitioner page because you offer some of your service. It might not be all of the service that you offer. You might also be a health coach. You might also be a therapist. You might also be a trauma specialist, whatever you are. But some of what you offer includes the art of inquiry, includes subconscious cellular healing. We are changing the, we are in the process of rebranding transpersonal energy healing to subconscious cellular healing because that's more descriptive accurately of what it is that we are actually doing. So I'm going to start with a little bit of a review about exactly what this stuff is that is unique that you all have been trained in or are being trained in that is different from what a traditional therapist might offer, from what a traditional healer might offer. So there's something very unique that you're being taught here that's extremely potent and effective and works very deeply in a very short amount of time. So I'm going to start today with a review on that, a PowerPoint review on that, maybe for about 15 minutes that'll take. And then we're going to introduce ourselves to the group, and then I'll do a little PowerPoint review. And then several of you submitted cases to present today, and I'm going to give each of you who presented to me, I think there were three submissions, about 5 minutes to talk about it, and then I'm just going to give some feedback, and if there's time, we'll open it up for other people to give feedback. And then we will do just some closing remarks and Q&A. Okay, how's that sound?
Okay. Great.
Okay, good, good. So I would love to do a quick 1 minute or less introduction, just go around our group, and please tell us where you're from and maybe describe a little bit about what you do and what your niche is, because some of what we'll have the opportunity here with all of you amazing professionals, you'll have the opportunity to network a bit, find out what each person's specialty is. Because you may have somebody who needs the service of the person that you're being introduced to today. If you're a student still studying, that's fine too. Just begin with that and where you are. So, Chris, why don't we start with you? Could you get us off and running?
Hello. Hi, everybody. My name is Chris, and I am currently in the certification program of Transpersonal Energy Healing. And I'm a certified life coach, still trying to figure out, and so not sure what that is yet.
You came up with a great one the other day, if I recall. Do you want to share what that is?
Laura and I were talking about, you know, trying to figure out a niche, and I'm very familiar with anxiety, so we thought, how to stop, wait a minute, I have to think about it for a second.
I remember it.
Stop anxiety from sabotaging your success, because it does. I mean, it stops me. So I'm sure there's other people out there who feel the same way. So that was kind of where we started.
Thank you, Chris. And where are you both from?
What's that?
Where do you live? Where do you live?
Austin, Texas.
Okay, thank you. All right, Jan.
Here, I am a graduate of Dr. Rita Marie's functional nutrition coaching program, and and my niche would be autism. I live in Utah, and I'm currently also teaching at the college here and doing yoga with a lot of students that also need some transpersonal energy help. So,
thank you, Jan. That's great. And I love that you're working with autism. That's beautiful. Jill.
Hi, everybody. I am Jill Woodward from Ramsey, Minnesota, which is near Minneapolis. I have certifications in several different energy healing modalities like the bioenergetic synchronization technique, emotion code, and a few others, Reiki. I'm currently in the big Transpersonal Energy Program with Laura, and also Dr. Reed Marie's Nutritional Endocrinology Program. Loving what I'm doing.
Great, Jill. Thank you. Patty.
Hi, I'm Patty Repko in Northern Virginia, and I am in currently in Dr. Reed Marie's NEPT program, a graduate of the Nutritional Institute for Integrated Nutrition, and I'm an executive chef. And most of the people that I work with tend to be women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, around that age, you know, when their hormones start to get crazy. And most of my clients have hormone challenges. That's what I see mostly. And I do a lot of cooking, and I teach cooking classes.
Beautiful. Thanks, Patty.
You're welcome.
Kimberly.
Hi, everyone. I know I have the pleasure of knowing a lot of you. It's nice to see you all. I live in near Boulder, Colorado, and I am an NEPT, working hard to be done with that shortly. Also on the teaching team for TEH, and I am specialized in working with people that have physical illness rooted in stress and trauma.
Great. Thanks, Kimberly. Beautiful. Denise.
Hi, everyone. I'm Denise. I recently graduated from characterology, I believe, last year from Weinhardt Institute, and I'm continuing my studies with Deb, Deb psychology and energy healing. And it seems to me I'm still figuring out my niche, and I'm brand new at my practice. I've had a few clients, and it seems to me that for me, my niche is early childhood wounding and trauma, and a lot of the clients that I'm attracting are those kinds of women need support for that.
Beautiful. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Laura.
Hello. I'm in BC, Canada, and I was with Dr. Itamari in ERC for a few years. And that's opened my voice to go back into energy healing from my childhood or since my childhood. And so I'm studying energy healing, and I want to combine that with the healing through the soul. So therefore, I'm with you, Laura.
Beautiful. Thank you, Laura. Yeah. Angelica.
Hi, I'm Angelica, and I am a very, very new student to the TEH program, just in my second month, and have no practice, just, yeah, very much beginner.
Well, welcome aboard. I'm glad you dived in with us. So that's a, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've repeated classes over and over and over again to really master it, so that's great. Tina.
Hi. Hi, Angelica. Good to see you.
Oh, that's right. The two of you know each other. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of familiar faces here. So I'm Tina G. I have a private practice here in Los Angeles. I'm an energy healing counselor and graduate of the Lionheart Institute 2016. And my niche is I help empaths, sensitives, and caretaking types learn to give to themselves first so they can stop depleting themselves with overwhelm, and usually ends up with their gifts coming through, life's purpose, the things they love to do. Yeah. Really happy with what I do and having a lot of fun. So looking forward to hearing what everyone here is up to also. It's good to be here.
Great. Thanks, Tina. Great niche. Love it. Erin.
Hi, everybody. I'm Erin Ramos, and I'm living in Los Angeles, California. And I work mostly with children right now and under the auspices of tutoring. I work with lots of special ed kids, and I've been happy to see how nicely the healing techniques that we're going to talk about have helped these kids, not only academically, but also emotionally and socially, to grow and develop. So that's pretty cool. And I just started maybe working with mothers and children of mothers. That'd be all of us who have who have some disconnect with mother and healing that relationship.
Wow. Oh, beautiful. Beautifully put. Thanks, Erin. Before we continue on, Lynn, I'm wondering if you can maybe shoot Lucas and Lisa the link, just in case for some reason they didn't get it or can't find it or something, because I know they're both missing. I know Lisa was, I'm pretty sure they were both planning to attend, that they both confirmed. So thank you. Okay, Debbie.
Hi, I'm Debbie Nimoy, and I live in Santa Barbara, California. And I recently started studying with Laura with her subconscious cellular healing. So I'm just interested in learning, and I spent a few years, and I'm still in Dr. Rita Marie's ERC program. So I've been working in healing in just many different levels. And I don't know yet where this is going to lead. I'm really open to divine guidance right now as far as what my next step's going to be. I know I want to serve and be of help in the way that I best can, and I'm not sure what that's going to look like yet.
Beautiful. Thank you, Debbie. All right, it'll all unfold. Christina.
Hi, I'm Christina, and I live in Los Angeles, and I used to live in Santa Barbara. Beautiful place. And I'm also a graduate of Lionheart Characterology and Transpersonal Spiritual Counseling. I've had my practice for 2.5 years now, and I specialize in love and relationships, and especially helping conscious singles to remove emotional blocks to love. And mostly I've worked with women all these years, but I just signed my first male client, so that's really exciting. Great.
So great.
They are out there.
You can fix them up with one of 20 women, huh?
I have already had that in mind. I don't know if it's appropriate, but
that's great. Thank you, Christina. Lynn, are you free to check in?
Okay, so I'm Lynn, and like Kimberly said, I know many of your friendly faces, and it's really lovely to see you all again. I hail from cold and snowy Minnesota-Iowa weather, and my niche is, as the mother of seven, I understand what I call bone-sucking tired, and so my niche are women who are bone sucking tired, and helping them to just find their heart again. And I started out, I am a graduate of the Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training Program, but through that I discovered Laura and attended classes in California with Lionheart, and now I'm working with her through transpersonal energy healing / I'm not even going to remember everything. Okay.
That's great. Thank you, Lynn. Subconscious cellular healing. We'll get there. Janet.
Hi. I'm a retired and entering into the next phase of my exciting life here. I've been with the Nutritional Endocrinology Program with Dr. Rita Marie for 4 years and hope to finish up the Mastery Program this year. And in Laura's program, have a little bit more to finish up the TEH program. I'm a certified raw food chef. Just got that under my belt last summer. And I really don't have a direction yet. I do have some clients that I work with already. I'm located currently on the Oregon coast, but everyone knows that I'm pretty transient. I haven't lived anywhere in 3 years in one place for very long. So I'm just very excited to be here and see some familiar faces and meet some new people. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Janet. And Lynn, I just remembered one other person, Mary Lynn, was supposed to be here. And I don't know if she ever got the link. Okay. Oh, good. Okay. Alma. Hi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alma. I'm in Bay Area, California. I am in Dr. Rita Marie's NEPT program, hope hoping to finish it in this lifetime, hopefully this year. And I graduated from Lionheart and Healers Forum as a transpersonal energy healing counselor. And I'm a health coach and stretching therapist and an energy healer in my daily practice. And my my niche are people who are dealing with chronic and life-threatening illness.
Mm, beautiful. Thank you, Alma. Okay, Valerie.
Hello. I'm Valerie. I'm in the Houston area. I'm in Dr. Rita Marie's NEPT program, and I'm also taking Laura's TEH program. I just got my first check from a first paying client.
Yay! Congratulations.
I had my first session with him this week. So I don't have a niche yet. I'm just still putting the feelers out and getting comfortable with helping people and getting paid for it.
Congratulations. That'll be a good, while the money's coming in, that'll be a good one to like have to work through that.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to do a screen share here, and I want to go into a review. I want to do a review of what it is that we are all doing, what we're striving to do, what we're already doing, what we're practicing, what we might be forgetting, some parts of what we do. So this is a little review. So first we're just going to look at how we implement subconscious cellular healing into our practice. It doesn't mean this has to be the entirety of your practice. You might flip from using this. There are times to use it. There are times it's more where it's more effective to just do straight coaching or to do crisis intervention or to do referring out, whatever it might be. But this is for the incorporation of subconscious cellular healing into our practice. So how is it different? Let's first focus on that. We work with the energy system, the template, the chakra energy system, the template for the whole person. We track dis-ease to its root cause. So this may also be helpful for those of you who are trying to define your niche or tell people how what you do is different from what else is out there. It accesses and follows the client's inner wisdom. This is not about you having to come up with the magic right answers for your client. This is about helping your client find their own inner wisdom. It stimulates the natural self-correcting healing mechanism. So you don't need acupuncture needles. You just need questions that open up their energy system. It ignites an immune system response, and it evokes the client's sense of empowerment and joy. So these are just a few of the most essential ways that subconscious cellular healing is unique and different from other modes of therapy or coaching. You're welcome to steal and use any of this in your own marketing efforts if you need it. Feel free. What is your job as the practitioner or the therapist or the coach or the healer or whatever you call yourself? It's two basic things that it boils down to. One, help the client identify with their essential self, their inner wisdom, their own innate gifts. Help them to really objectively identify their own strengths. That is your primary job, not to make them dependent upon you, but to help them find their amazing gifts that most people come to you initially because they're very identified with their wound. So you're helping them to have a more of an objective, clear and perhaps new awareness of the power of their essential self. And then the second part of your job is to explore what separates them from their essential self. So our job is to help it become clear both their pain places, the wound places, and also their strengths. There's a real balance and a juggle between those two things to make it be effective. And that's the skill and the work that we are all working on here together. So once we know the process, then our job is to trust the process. And that starts with first establishing yourself in your essential self, in that state of being, then connecting, having authentic connection, meaning your system is open and you are able to find a way to connect with your client, a way that you can really, truly, authentically, honestly care for them, care about them. And then step three is your ability to be in a state of not knowing, that state that most of us squirm in, where we go, where that state, that moment in the session where you go, oh my God, I have no idea how to help my client right now. Oh my God, I have no idea what to do for them right now. Oh my God, I have no idea. You know, they're really stuck and I have no clue how to help them out. And that, when you're in that trench, that's a golden place to be. And because there's a tremendous amount of information and sensation that lives in the state of not knowing. When we connect to the sensation that lives there in that not in that unknown territory, the energy starts to move. The emotions start to move. And then we track the emotional energy into sensation. And we do that by inquiring, by asking questions about it. So this is a real brief nutshell, right? And there's you may be thinking, oh my God, you know, how do I do half of that? Or I forgot half of that. No worries. It'll start to come back as we revisit this. Okay, where, when, and why practitioners get stuck. Not trusting the process. And wherever we find ourselves stuck, it's because there's a lack of spiritual development in a specific spiritual quality. And that means that if I feel stuck somewhere, it means that perhaps I'm not really trusting that the client does have an incredible inner wise man or wise woman within themselves that can find their way out of this. That when I'm stuck, it might be because I'm not relaxed enough in my own center, in my own core, to be able to be present with the sensations that are showing up. Okay, so there are the three-step process to subconscious cellular healing. Step one, as you all have learned, is to listen and repeat what your client is telling you with an attitude of curiosity and wonder. With an attitude of curiosity and wonder, a real attitude of curiosity. It's not just repeating back like a parrot. You want to you're repeating it back because you want to make sure you understand what they said and you're curious about what they said. And in that listening and repeating process, they get to hear for themselves, oh, did I say that? Oh, wow. I didn't even know I said that. Or, oh, wow, that was really interesting. You know, they get to discover something about themselves by the listen and repeat process. Many of us feel awkward or like, you know, I'm just being a parrot, but it's such an important, and oftentimes this is where we get stuck. We're not really trusting that listening and repeating is as essential and crucial to their learning process as it needs to be. Step two is to identify the subconscious belief. It'll show up in if-then statements. Well, if I tell him what I really think about him, then he'll leave me. If I set a boundary, I'll lose that client. I know I should exercise every day, but I really just don't feel like it. I know I should not criticize other people, but it's really hard for me to not do that. Because then how do you really tell people what you really think? Or the use of always and never. These statements show up consistently to reveal a hidden subconscious belief. And these are the pathway, the roadway in to root cause. Identifying the subconscious belief, noticing the if-then statements, the should-should-not statements, and the use of always or never in our language shows us, reveals to us a limited subconscious belief. And when we track that with our clients, when we track that into its root cause, that's where lives a sensation, right? When we track that in, that's where it brings us to a sensation that I'm really afraid to feel. And all of this, all of our defenses were created to avoid a sensation, to avoid a particular sensation that in our childhood truly was too scary to feel, too dangerous to feel. So I cut off from it. I split off from that sensation and I created some kind of energetic block or freeze or disconnect or disassociation, because at that time, at that stage in my life, whether I was 6 months old, 6 years old, or 16 years old, that was too overwhelming to feel. That was a trauma. I couldn't integrate it. And so I have now, as an adult, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm just not going to go there. It's way too scary for me. I had a client that I worked with not long ago who said, you know, I'm really afraid to get in front of the public and do any kind of public speaking. I just get terrified. So there's a sensation that happens for this person that he cannot allow himself, was never allowed to safely feel the aliveness, the tingliness, the life force that shows up in our physiology when we are that self-revealing. Okay, so remember the three magic questions? If you get stuck on, you know, well, how do I do this and what do I say? You just come back to the three magic questions. What's here now? What's your breath like now? And where do you feel this in your body? And these questions, these three magic questions, they're like your piano scales. They will keep you pure. They'll keep your work pure and true. And if you never do anything else but ask those three magic questions and listen and repeat, you're going to be doing subconscious cellular healing with your clients. And you're going to take them very deeply. And trusting the magic of this, we want to make it more complicated. We want to bring in our ego. We want to bring our intuition in. We want to bring our, you know, our just, you know, imagination in. We want to bring in and share all the, you know, all those thousands of dollars worth of education that you invested into. We want to show it off, you know. But if you do that, believe me, it's all there anyway. Just trust the three magic questions and you'll take your clients very deep. Okay. Create trust, make real contact. So the practitioner's job is to stay relaxed and centered, to match the client's energy and communication style. And that you learned about in characterology, or now we call it the five personality energy patterns, the Dancing with Defenses course, which is coming up in module 5. You know, that's where you learn about how to match their energy and communication style. They'll feel really super heard that way. We're going to combine compassionate acceptance with reflection back to their goal, their presenting complaint. So we always want to check ourselves and check in with them frequently. Am I addressing their presenting complaint, their goal? If they came here to learn how to wash windows, we don't wash the floor. We wash the windows with them. So whatever their presenting complaint is, we want to keep checking back in. Is this still where we're going? Is this still the golden treasure that we're aiming for? So we want to reflect back both the gift and the wound. We want to address the issue. We want to help them find their way through that issue by learning how to enter in the uncomfortable sensations that live underneath the emotion. So sensation is actually deeper than emotion. And that's where we really need to go. And that's what's different about subconscious cellular healing. We don't stop at the level of emotion. We've got to go to the level of sensation, of energetic sensation, for the real healing to happen. So if you recall, we learned about reason, will, and emotion, and how the reason, the top chakras 6 and 7 are the reason centers, and the wound around somebody that's reason predominant is avoidance. We learn how to avoid feelings. So this is a person who's going to probably have a very well-developed reason centers because they are really avoiding the feelings of their wound. Their gift is serenity. These are people who really can stay pretty centered and pretty calm in a storm. they'll be, you know, ambulance drivers or, you know, great in crisis, because they'll use their reasoning mind. Okay, Will is, you know, the powerful leaders, the people who are CEOs and heads of companies and big organizations. They're the doers. They're the where accomplishment means everything, right? And the wound around will is aggression, and the gift is leadership. Okay, so if somebody comes to you with strong reason centers, you want to meet them in, you know, at least to start out with reason to reason. If they're strong and their will power centers, and you want to be able to make sure that you match that level of energy. And if they're emotion predominant, then their wound is submission. They learned how to give in, how to cave, how to submit to what everybody else wanted as a way of coping. And their gift is their loving nature. Okay, so we also want to notice their primary personality energy pattern. And this is what I was just saying that you'll learn about in the Dancing with Defenses course, the five personality energy patterns. There that we can often find clues to by their actual physical structure. So if they tend to leave their body, they're avoiding confrontation. This is the leaving pattern. The merging pattern, where our tendency will be to taking responsibility for someone else. So I really want to fix everybody else, but I don't want to fix myself or look at myself. This is the person who uses a lot of victim language. Victim or blame language will be in the merging pattern. Not admitting my mistakes. This is the endurer, you know, that I can take it, you know, I'll take whatever's hard. I'll tough it through. They also have a very hard time articulating, using language to communicate what they're feeling. They'll feel what everybody else is feeling, but they'll be clueless about what they are feeling. Then there's the aggressive pattern type, who needs to prove themselves, right? So that at all stakes, we're going to prove ourselves. Our worth, our value has to be proven. And not only do I have to prove my value, but you have to prove yours. And then the rigid pattern, which is, you know, I have to have the last word because I'm always right. And perfectionism is the real challenge for this pattern person. Okay, so being, connecting, not knowing, tracking, and inquiring, our job is to create a healing environment in the process. And then you also learned about the art of inquiry, where we turn clients' comments into questions, where we use predominantly only the client's language, where we highlight the positive, and where we listen for the prescription, because usually when the client comes in with their own presenting complaint, they have also within that presenting complaint their own solution. You don't provide the aha, they will find it for themselves. So prepare yourself by centering in your heart and your essential self and relaxing. Connect with breath and soft eye contact. Focus on their essential self. Get the presenting complaint. Listen for their prescription. Reflect their gems, their highlights of resilience, and reflect their core issues. Keep the focus on their experience of this story, not the story itself, on their experience. How are they experiencing the thing that they're going through, the thing that they're challenged by? It's not the details of the story. It's how they experience the story. Oh, somebody came up and gave me this, you know, just raved about me the other day, and I just felt so embarrassed. And, you know, and then they said this and this and this, and we don't care what the details are of what they said. We care that you got embarrassed by it. Tell me about the embarrassment. Tell me about the feeling of what happened, not the details of the story. Okay? Really crucial. Track and inquire about the energy. And then be sure, if you do nothing else well, or if you feel you did nothing else well, summarize the session, because there's so much benefit for the client when you summarize. Okay, when you first came in, you told me this is what brought you here. You came in here because you wanted to lose weight, and you felt like, you know, a loser because you couldn't lose the weight and keep it off. And you've had these hormone problems for 20 years and you've tried everything. And, you know, and then you told me about how when you were 5 years old, you know, you got slapped for, you know, taking some food off of somebody else's plate, and you never forgot that, and blah, blah, blah. And you're just going to summarize, and they're going to go, oh my God, really? We did all of that. And they're going to have new realizations just through your summary of the session. Okay, accessing the energetics. All of our history occurring in utero, after birth, preverbal, and beyond, all of our beliefs and emotions have energetic frequencies and form, and that are stored within and around our auric field. We change the energy in the tissue to change the issue. Okay. So summarize, when we summarize, okay, this I just talked about, we highlight their aha moments. We use their words as much as possible. We highlight their resilience. We reflect their state at the beginning of the session. You were feeling like this, you know, you were really feeling stressed out and kind of wound up. And now at the end, you look so much more open and relaxed, or whatever they're feeling at the end of the session. They might feel, you know, more introverted, or they might feel sad, or they might feel whatever it is. It's okay. Just reflect what is there at the end. And then, how did it feel to hear this summary? This is a golden question. You should be using it. If you're not, write it down and start using it. How did it feel to hear this summary? And then discuss follow-up. Okay. So if you want to do a three-session shift with me, I've got some spaces after I come back from India. But that's so let's come out of this screen share now. And that was a lot. That was a lot. So take a breath. And it might feel like, oh my God, did I learn all that? Where did it go? What am I doing? I'm not doing any of that. Or maybe I'm doing one thing or one step of that or one piece of that. Or, you know, I have to start all up, whatever. So how you doing with all of this? How is this landing? And I'd like to just take a couple of minutes for some quick questions around that before we go into some of these cases that have been brought to the table. So comments, questions, how you doing?
Laura, will we get the email of the recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
In case I didn't get to write everything down.
Yeah, you'll have it. Laura.
Well, maybe everyone that's been with Laura may know the answer, but how do you meet someone if they are the will, or if they work with more the emotion or the reasoning?
That's going to be introduced in the Awakening Retreat class. So there's not a short answer for that right now, but I love that you're asking that question. So you will definitely get it in the Awakening session, the 3-day retreat. So I hope you will come for that.
Yes.
Good. What else is sitting here? How you guys doing? So, was it overwhelming?
No, it was a really helpful review. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Good. I'm glad. Okay, great. So then let's go.
It was helpful for me because I had a session with somebody today, and it was fresh. So I had it today, so it was fresh, so I could really review it. And I'm going, I'm not going to say that I checked everything off 100%, but I got, I'm on the way. So
good.
And she's referring people to me, so I must be doing, you know, that part that you're teaching. Yeah.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent. Yeah. The amazing thing is whenever I get stuck too, I always look back at the process. Like, what am I not doing? Where did I lose trust in, or jump the gun, or get too excited? Like I get, you know, oftentimes what will happen is you'll get some intuitive hit and you just want to tell them. Uh-huh. And what we want to do is turn those intuitive hits into questions, authentic questions that help our clients find their own answers. So it's real tempting to want to jump in and do that. Okay, so why don't we talk about some of these cases then? And Lisa's submitted one, but she's not. Oh, Lisa, are you here? You are here. You're on the phone. Okay, so Lisa, do you want to just tell us a little bit about your case, and I want to just be a little bit mindful of the time. So we'll just take about 5 minutes each because we've got three of them we're going to talk about. So tell us a little bit about the case and what's up for you.
I immediately.
I'm sorry, someone else was talking.
I just was saying I unmuted you. I didn't know if you knew that.
Oh, okay. So my client is a 29-year-old female. I've been seeing her for 17 sessions, and she presents with the merging pattern. She's her presenting complaint is lack of focus, lack of structure. She has ADD. She feels like she's just spinning her wheels, that she can't do anything. She's been trying to get a job in, since she graduated college about 10 years ago, or I guess it's been maybe 8 years ago, 5 years ago. She doesn't have any like support system. She doesn't have any friends. And she's like, I would never picture myself where I am today. And she was diagnosed with major depression at age 14. So she's had this label stuck with her for a long time. And I've noticed like some progress in sessions. And then her belief system is always the yes, but, yes, but, yes, but. So her reason is so powerful and strong. It feels like it just overrides everything else that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's where I feel stuck. Mm-hmm. And like, just taking that breath, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like, and maybe this is it. I'm like, maybe I'm working too hard, because she's looking at me and going like, you know, fix me, or what are we going to do next? Or what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So great. Thank you for that presentation. So clear. So after hearing the summary review, is there anything that's jumping out at you that you think would be helpful, or where you're getting stuck?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of just stuck, just you know, thinking about it, or just sitting here and you know, I'm picturing her and what she's like in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and she's so wise, and she's articulate, and she can go into the emotions. She'll go there, and a lot of things will come up, but it just seems like nothing changes, or when she goes outside of, you know, session.
What does she want? What's her goal in coming to you?
Her goal is to be able to get a job, have friends, like have like a so-called like normal life, that mm-hmm. she feels that she is contributing to society.
So I love this. So this is a great example. So this is what I would call distinguishing the inner from the outer. So the outer is in the outer world, she wants a job, right? On the external, what does mm-hmm. what has to change inside for her to be able to have a job outside? So that would be a question that you could bring into her. What has to change in your internal world, like, you know, that would be different
mm-hmm.
from in order to have that external job? Like, who is that? And maybe do some visualizing first about, you know, mm-hmm. what kind of job does she want? And have her visualize, you know, what does she look like? If, say, she had that ideal job, she woke up in the morning and she got dressed for that job and she went off to her work, and what would she look like, and how would her expression be, and what would her walk be like? And let her get connected to the feeling of that, have a visual or a sensation of the feeling of that. And then where is she now internally? What's it feel like inside mm-hmm. right now? And how does she, so, and what's the gap between those two? How does she get from this inner state to that mm-hmm. inner state? So then we take the okay. focus off the result, the external result, because when the inner changes, the outer will change.
Yes, yes. And I think we've talked about that, and we've gone into, she's in like a screenwriter, so when she talks about it, and we talk about her ideal job, like she just lights up, and she notices that. And so I think that's where the stuckness is too. It's like, well, here I am today, and how do I get over here?
Yeah, so then we have to boil it down to the baby steps toward that, to the real practical baby steps. So there's one other thing I want to just say about this case, which I think might help everybody, actually, because
this is a trap I think a lot of us fall into, that we there where there was a, you know, I mean, you must have quite a bit about her history at this point after 17 sessions, but wherever there was a lack in that growing up process for her, that she missed some pretty basic steps. You know, how do I go and get a job? You know, do I pick up the phone and call somebody? Do I, you know, what are the, we have to break it down step by step by step. So, okay, just do this much today, a little baby steps. What feels doable? What feels achievable? We have these expectations that, that if I didn't learn, let me just give an example. Like if I didn't learn how to make my bed or clean my room or take care of myself as a kid growing up, then I have to be taught. Well, here's what you do. You get your sheets, you tuck them in the corners, you pull, you know, and it might seem like, hello, this is a no-brainer, obvious for us high-functioning practitioners, but there are gaps no matter, and they might be really, as you say, she's super capable on a lot of levels, but there are some gaps that she never got. And that's what you're going to also probably need to walk her through. Okay, so you really light up, but now how do we keep that lit up self as you take step one and then step two?
Okay.
There's something that happens in those baby steps where she's disconnecting from that lit up part of herself.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be seeing her tomorrow, so I'll be all fresh.
Good. Good. And I would also, one last thing on that, I would say, let it take as much time as it needs. You know, this is a very regressed part of her that needs growing help to grow up and integrate with her adult self. So it might require, because you're very accomplished yourself. So, and it might be obvious for you to do certain of those steps. So this may be a bit challenging to, like, you might have to go back to, like, how you raised your kids, mm-hmm. or certain things that mm-hmm. some of your kids do really well and others, like, they needed way more help.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay. Denise, tell us. Did you hear us, Denise? You're on. You're still on mute.
Hi. Wow. So I just feel really tender hearing all this and like hearing these beautiful people here to help other people. I just, I'm so moved, like, to be here. And anyways, okay, so yeah, so my, so the woman that I'm working with, I had another session. I filled out the case yesterday. And then since then I had a session with her just before this call. And, so that was my second session, and she, I believe, is full of trauma and just to the brim. And she's very afraid of feeling anger, and I think it's rage, and she's very afraid of feeling sadness. And I think it's like a lot of grief. And we sat and talked 7 months ago, and then 7 months later, she said, okay, I'm ready for that consultation. So it took that long, and I kind of let it go, but she came back to me and she said, it felt right, but I was skittish. And she said she heard something, like there was a bang, and then she just got so triggered and couldn't get settled and saw me sitting there and then was like, okay, I'm ready, you know, basically. Mm-hmm. And my feeling on her is that, like, to just kind of meet her where she is and to be super gentle. She's done a lot of talk therapy. And she said to me, I really want to be in my body. I really mm-hmm. want to be my body. And she knows a little bit about what I do. And my feeling for her is, and she's so afraid to even go there. And so my feel for her is to just like do a lot of grounding and so that's what we did today, like widen the tube. We worked with Anadea because like she gets so overwhelmed when she's still like this, but like widen her body and then mm-hmm. do a lot of grounding. And you know, like
And she said, I'm so afraid that if I cry, there's like a universe of tears. And if I cry, I'm just gonna get swept away. So we talked about the importance of like grounding so that she doesn't get swept away and that to take her time with it and like really strengthen her container and her root. And then to like talk about like the divine wholeness within, to identify with that self so that she's bigger than the universe of tears.
And nice.
So we're gonna keep working together. But my instinct is to like just go super slowly and just continue to ground, continue to build trust. And I kind of like am like, I don't know where to go in some ways because she doesn't offer much. Do you know what I mean? Because it's so scary. And then she'll be like, oh my God, I feel tears. Mm-hmm. And I kind of don't know what to do with that because it's not like I'd be like, where do you feel that in your body? Like, she's going to freak out, honestly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I feel tears. Mm-hmm. And so I just say, okay, well, yeah, you feel tears and maybe it's okay to feel tears. And I in terms of the story, I don't know.
Yeah, beautiful. You're doing great. I love everything you said about going slow and taking your time and lots of grounding and I love that it's clear that her goal is to be in her body and normalize the tears. I mean, I would just normalize the tears. What's the big deal? Tears. What's the difference between tears and so would you say, oh my God, I'm laughing. I think you can like give her some context for it, right? To normalize that, right? Oh my God, I'm laughing. Like, what would be the big deal? So that can also help her. You want to dance, you can play with it with her too and lighten it up a bit. But there are also going to be times where you really want to acknowledge the sensitiveness of the trauma that's also here, right? So just to normalize it as much as possible while you go into it, you don't want to dramatize this any more than it needs to be. And then at some point you could ask her, what do you feel about crying? Like, what do you think about crying? Like, what's the deal about crying here for you?
She kind of went into that a little bit today, and maybe there's some transfer going on within me because she says, oh my gosh, if the dam breaks, it's like this universe of tears. I'm just going to be swept away. It's going to be like a tsunami. And so part of me is like, I know what that's like because that's happened for me. You know what I mean? Like sometimes the dam has to break, but part of me is like, I don't want her dam to break unless she's ready. So I kind of don't know how much to tread carefully, how much to like let her cry. Like I'm not clear about that yet.
Yeah. Well, let's help her. I would teach her the 3-step trauma regulating, emotional reactivity, regulating response, which you guys should have gotten from me. I would teach her that, the stop and see, sigh and smile, step and tap. So teach her that and let her know, you can regulate this. Like a tsunami, who wants to be in a tsunami? I wouldn't want to be in a tsunami. So you can regulate this. And if it feels too much, let's do the 3-step trauma regulator.
Right.
I would just keep minimizing it a bit because it is. It's like, and I love that you caught your own transference there. So, it's like, it's good, you caught it, because we all do it, right? We all get caught. I'm in freeze wreck with you.
I don't want you to swept away either.
Yeah, because we don't want to get flooded, too overly flooded with emotion. We want it to be balanced and regular, and we also don't want to bottle it up. So we want it to be released in a healthy way, in a way that we can regulate, that's not overwhelming, but that's healthy for our body. So, if she needs to cry, great, cry. But many of us tend to like cut it off. Like as soon as it starts to come up, oh no, stop it. Like, or there will be shame around it.
Okay.
So we want to normalize all of that.
Okay.
You're doing great. Yeah. All right, Janet. Where did she go? Oh, here you are.
I'm here. Okay. My internet is unstable, so if I go away, go to someone else and go on.
Okay. I won't take it personally if you go away. Yeah. So tell us.
I'm working with through the NATP program. She's a puzzle for me because she has had a car accident and has brain injury, brain trauma. So my concern is I'm not certain if functioning of the brain is causing her to act and react as she is, or is she just normally an aggressive pattern person with all kinds of excuses why nothing will work. I like I said in little note, I don't know if some little person inside is screaming, I'm in here, help me, and that we're disconnecting on a physical side and not a psychological. I'm not sure. It's like trying to crack the yolk out of a pudding. It's just, she's all over the place.
Yeah, it's a really great question. And, you know, and by the way, Kimberly or others of you, you know, who have expertise in these areas too, feel free to weigh in. So first, I love that you're asking that question that is this the brain trauma or, you know, that you're all over the place, or is this some other emotional need that's showing up here? And I'm wondering about just asking her that. You know, like what's going on? You're that's a reflection, right? You're kind of all over the place here with, you know, however she does that, you're talking about this and you're talking about that and you know, what's going on? What's underneath all of that? Is this physiological? Is it emotional? Help me out here.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
It's a reflection, right? It's also part of reflecting, right? You are reflecting back what you're seeing for her, and so she can see it. Mm-hmm. So reflecting, right? Remember, we are reflecting the physical cues, the emotional cues, the verbal languaging. There's something else I made a note in about, you know, what's it like to have your anger heard? So there was something about her anger that you wrote about. I can't remember now what it was.
Well, anger is her basis for most everything. She's angry that she can't be fixed. She's angry that she can't go back to work. She's angry that we don't have a magic pill for her or a magic protocol. Lots of anger.
So this is where it's so easy as a practitioner for us to feel like, oh my God, I have to have a solution for this person, right? I have to, especially when they're blaming me, right? And, you know, and I love that when we get the blame, right? Well, you know, I would have been better if I just wasted $1,000 on you, you know, like and I'm not any better, right? So this is where it really takes a lot of strength to stay in the ring. And it's a real potential turning point for the client if you can do that. And so what that means is that you're acknowledging, you've got a lot of anger, and now you're sitting here with me and you're feeling like I'm not helping you either. So what's that like, and how come you're still coming to me? If I'm not helping you, why are you showing up?
Right. So this is an integration between working with her in Rita Marie's program and using these skills and techniques to try and get to the root cause of what. So I'm not sure how open she is to using some of the techniques that we have, or if I just need to apply them, like with some of the questions, just ask her. You know?
Just ask her. Yeah, the client doesn't have to understand our process. Mm-hmm. They only have to answer our questions, the questions that we bring them. And it's not even our questions, it's questions that are coming from within them. Mm-hmm. Well, you got a lot of anger. Tell me about the anger. Tell me about the anger. I would, that must be really tough. What's that like? You've been to 14 people and nobody's helped you. And you've lived long enough. You've been through some of your own challenges that sometimes I'll use appropriate self-disclosure when it gets to something like that. What I mean by that is, if somebody's in a big victim thing, like this happened to me and that happened to me, and I was angry too when I had heart failure and almost died. Mm-hmm. And it takes them out of themselves for a minute. It's not to try to one-up them. It's just to try to help them see that they're not alone.
I like that you reminded me of using the reflection and the techniques and what we're seeing on the side of digestion and everything else. Turn it back as reflecting. That's oftentimes we don't question back. We work with, symptoms and protocols. Yeah. And that sort of thing. So that's a really good tool. I had the tool. I forgot how to pick it up and use it again with this. So
right. That's really why I want to keep us engaged in these complex cases check-ins, so that we remember, right? We remember, oh yeah, I can do this. I can do apply that, the things that we are forgetting to use. So we've just got about 5 more minutes, and I'm glad you got on board with us, Mary Lynn. I didn't get to say hello to you before, but I would love to just take a minute to just do a little closing and hear how was this for you. I'd love any feedback too. I also forgot to mention, if you have suggestions or thoughts for other people that are sharing, put them in the chat. I'm not the only teacher here. You guys are all full of wisdom to share with each other. So put your thoughts or your information or your feedback or your suggestions in the chat for each other. And let's do a little check out. How was this today? Is there anything that might be helpful that you might need going forward that would enhance this for yourselves? Or just feedback, about the experience itself, anything you want to say. So just again, we'll just do a brief checkout, about 30 seconds to or so. Christina, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, this is so great. It was just exactly what I needed. I took several months off from seeing clients after I had a baby. So it's nice to just have a review. I'm glad we're getting continuing education. And the guidance you gave Janet was so helpful, because sometimes when I have clients go into sort of that subtle blaming, like it's not working, I find myself like going into explaining, like, no, I got to explain what we're doing and why it's working and how it's working. You just don't understand how it's working, and it never feels good. So I'm really like trying to do better about catching myself doing that, because it's really hard for me to take myself out of it. But I hear your voice saying, if you make this about you, you're DOA. When that happens, then I try to reel myself in.
So. Yeah, good. Yeah, it's such an easy trap to fall into. So it's also an easy trap to not fall into once we know, tell me what that's like for you. I really hear you, that you're disappointed in me right now, in our process. What's that like? Let's explore that. Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Really thanks, helpful. Christina. Thanks. Jill.
I really loved the review, Laura. Thank you so much. It was very all in a nutshell, and I need to be reminded of some of the things. I also appreciate the 3 examples, because I could see, either something in myself or something in a client, from what was being shared. So I appreciated that. For some reason, I don't remember what the trauma regulator is, and I don't remember getting an email, or maybe I'm just missing it somewhere. So
I was wondering. Give me an email and I'll send it to you. And anybody else who needs it, shoot me an email and I'll be happy to send it to you.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I just got lost in email or what. But.
Yeah, no, we covered it in the awakening retreat, but it's been a while, so I'm happy to resend it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Mary Lynn.
Hi. Whoops. What did I just do?
You took yourself off of video.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. I am really happy to be connecting with you and everybody. I am not going to be likely having any cases in the next few weeks. I need to move, and I need to put my time there, but I just wanted to keep my toe in of this process and not forget. And since we're going to be together a year, so I'll be having cases down the road in a few months. So I'm just, thank you all.
Good to see you. Okay, thank you too. All right, Chris.
Hi.
I just found tonight just really helpful. Like I just love hearing these things over and over, so they'll get in my brain. So super helpful and really necessary for me.
Oh, good. Thank you, Chris. Lisa.
I appreciate the review. I appreciate all the insights. With all the different cases, it just helps. It just even if I've heard it before, it just solidifies it even more, and I get it just a deeper understanding of how the whole process works. So thank you.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Angelica.
Well, as a beginning student, this is just like I felt like I just got shot in a time capsule to the future of like what this could be like when I get further along, and I'm just. I'm so excited. It was awesome. I'm so grateful to you all for sharing and for letting me into this world. Thank you.
Great. I'm so glad. I'm glad it landed that way for you, because I was kind of wondering, like, how is this going to be for a brand new person? And Laura, you'll let us know too about that. Tina.
Yeah, wonderful review. And the best part about it is I feel like I've been implementing this for long enough that it's just integrated into my system. And I forget how simple, you know, it really, really is. And so the biggest takeaway that I have from today is that piece about containment that you reminded me of. I hear your voice, contain, 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 right? Even if you have the intuitive hits, just keep it here.
Yeah. And that's great. Yeah, turn it into a question. You don't have to throw it away. Just turn it into a question. Yeah, great. Thanks, Tina. Denise.
So I really love the container you create, Laura. It's so good to stay connected in this way. And the last time I was working with you was as a student at Characterology and, you know, all of that. And so it's like it feels like such a shift to be here. And I'm so honored to be in this space, honored to be included, honored to be with these amazing practitioners. And I'm just really grateful to hear it. I'm soaking it in. It was a really good review. Thank you.
Thank you too, Denise. Great to have you on board. Laura, how was this for you?
Yes, it was wonderful. Just yesterday, I emailed Lynn saying that I don't know exactly how the process is. And so this is like amazing timing.
Great. So you got a little preview. All right. Alma.
Just like everybody else said, it's really helpful to hear everything summarized and simple, because I tend to, in my head, make things more complex, but it's really simple.
Great. Thank you, Alma. All right, Debbie.
I'm feeling very excited and inspired. So, and to get kind of an overview of what I'll be learning. And
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I just want to keep keep on this path.
Great.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you too, Debbie. Great. Erin.
Hi, Laura. I love this and I loved your PowerPoint. Very clear and easy. And I screenshotted everything. Is that okay?
That's fine. You're going to get the recording of this too.
For my review, because I'm super visual.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll review it and look at it.
Yes, and you get the recording.
Okay. And then I have a request. Is that when people send in their clients that they want to work with or work on, if we could all see that in advance, that would have helped me.
I would like that. We didn't quite get that form together in time to organize that, but I would like that too for future, that everybody gets to see the case write-up. And those forms are really great for just even for your own practice, for your own client records. But yes, we'll get that together for the next one.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Erin. Patty.
Like everyone else is saying, I'm so grateful for the review. It's been a while since I've been in one of your classes and been able to connect with you. I've had some challenges with my family over the last year, so I'm really getting myself back into the groove of things and getting refocused. So I'm honored to be here, and I'm really looking forward to getting my work. I'm hoping I'm going to go to the retreat in May, so I'm hoping I'm going to be able to also do your class at that retreat. So we'll see if I can connect there. But
great.
A great review for me. Thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah, the Awakening Retreat is invaluable. So I hope you can make that too. Let us know.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you.
Okay, good. Jan.
Great review and good reminder, again, to reflect back to what the client is saying.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Thanks, Jan. Lynn. Yeah, that's mine.
Okay. I was sitting here going, where is this coming from? I love being in this type of community. Oftentimes I feel very isolated and alone. So this makes me feel more of a tribal association of people that I can relate to. And always the reminder that it's about them and not me. And I'm along the path. I always have this feeling like I'm on this trail walking with them, just holding the space. So thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful. All right. Kimberly.
Oh, I'm so inspired by Janet's case. And I think it's such an important lesson for people, especially those of us that are doing nutrition coaching, because we are going to get excuses all of the time. And I think one of the things that makes me a really good coach is that I have the capacity to manage their excuses and the ability to gracefully confront them with their excuses. And I think that it takes some practice. And Laura, I'm so grateful for you offering this opportunity. I think it's a missing piece in so many programs for us to be able to talk in real life scenarios and get real, real practical skills on how to manage these very common things like the excuse that Janet's been dealing with. So I'm so grateful for this opportunity to add to our learning in a way that we didn't get just from the class.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Kimberly. And, you know, if any of you want to do this or feel a need for this more frequently, like right now we're just quarterly, if there's a desire for a monthly session, if I get at a minimum of three, I'll do something. So just email me if that's something that you'd like to do. And thanks for your input on that too, Kimberly. I love what you said too about, you know, it's so important to manage the excuses, and that's another art form. And maybe sometime you can give a piece on that, of learning on that too, what you're doing to help with that. So thanks for that. Valerie.
I am really grateful for the review as well as the cases. I feel like I'm just scratching the surface at implementing these things, and there's still so much more to practice. So hearing it over and over again is just really helpful.
Great. Thanks, Valerie. Janet.
I am so grateful for everyone being here today. I had a huge email from that person I was talking first thing this morning. So it was really nice to end my day on this note with support and knowing that I can do this.
Beautiful.
Every month will be great. I'm signing up.
Thank you. Great. So great to have you here with us. So good. So I thank you, everybody. It was really fun for me, and you know, to share all of this with you. And I'm just super excited that to see this many of you out there doing this work. It's just super cool because it's such potent work. So I really appreciate that, and I wish you tremendous continued success with it and growth with it. I'm going to consider us officially complete now, and I can be here for a few more minutes if anybody has some questions that you want to stick around for till 7:30. So tell me your thoughts or questions, anybody. Nobody has questions, but nobody wants to go.
Can I ask a client question?
Sure, yes.
She is just super in her head. And even when I try to get her in her body, like what's going on now, she will say, well, blah, blah, blah. This is what I'm feeling right now. But normally she goes like that, goes back into her head. It's really, really hard to keep her in the body, in the now. Very intellectual. And it's always but.
What's her goal?
She's going through some major detox from a lot of toxicity in her body, and just to feel better. She kind of comes and just wants to, doesn't sound like she wants to do much processing. She just wants to lay there and mirror, do the energy healing, which is, and I don't know, do I just succumb to that and just like.
I would come back to what's your goal? Like, what does that mean to feel better? Because if all she wants is for you to run energy, so run energy. You don't want to give somebody something they don't want, right? If she doesn't want to wash the windows, don't wash the windows. She's paying you for the service that she wants. So if you have an agenda, that's your agenda.
Right, right. It's like part of me is like, well, we're not Reiki, you know, because Reiki, all they do is just put their hands, but we're supposed to be more, you know.
But what does she want?
Right.
If all she wants is Reiki, give her Reiki. That's okay that's all she wants. If that's all she wants. If she doesn't want to go deep, that's okay. When and if she ever wants to go deeper to what you have, then you give her that. But right now, give her what she wants. So that's why I almost always I ask you guys, the first question I ask you is, what does your client want? What's their goal? What are they coming for? That's your job, is to give them what they are seeking, not what you think they should have. It's a great question. I mean, it's an easy thing to, we want more for other people than that's all of our agenda. What we think, I mean, God, I mean, my mother was the biggest teacher of that for me. You know, I thought I knew what would make her happy. You know, and then she was perfectly content. It's like, Mom, you got to go. I learned this Qigong stuff. You got to learn this. It's great. You'll feel better. She was not interested. That was my issue. But thanks, Mom. She taught me that. Yeah. Okay. Other questions?
Oh, yeah. Something that's been coming up with a couple of my clients that want to do the deep work preparing for love, but they're like, how do you respond when they say, I don't want to talk about like the difficult emotions because it's going to impede the law of attraction, you know, because I'm supposed to be all positive. Or on the other hand, I don't want to stay too long in the wound because I don't want to be a victim.
Uh-huh. Okay. So other than the outer, right? The outer, like I want, you know, a compatible partner who makes money, who has a job, who has a blah, 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 right? What would the internal relationship be like that they're seeking, right? Do they want an intimate relationship? Do they want a relationship that has depth? And I would let them tell you, you know, what does that relationship want to look like? And if that's, and if it includes some of those deeper emotions, then we got to go there.
Oh, I see. Like in the actual relationship that they're seeking.
Yeah.
If they want to deepen emotional connection with someone else, then okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But let it come from within them, right? Let them tell you the kind of relationship that they want.
Okay.
And then, okay, then that's, then let's prepare you for that. How are you going to get, how are you going to give that or receive that if we don't go there?
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing about getting stuck in the wound, I think one of the things that I say to my clients is, you know, I won't let you loop. That'll be my job to help you if it looks like you're getting stuck there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, that's my job. I'm the expert in that. So you can relax and we can go there and I won't let you get stuck there. We'll come out, right? And again, if you need to use the 3-step emotion regulator, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But if it's going to be useful for them, if they're suppressing stuff, then it might be helpful for them to go there.
Okay. That really helps. Thanks.
Good. You're welcome.
I'll write that down before I forget it.
Okay. We got time for one more. Well, I'm just super excited that you are all seeing these clients. Kimberly, do you want to toss in anything about what you had to say about, you want to give any little tips about how you deal with the excuses? I loved that you named it that.
Well, I worked with weight loss clients for many, many years. And so I had to get really comfortable with confronting the client with the excuses. And it was all me. I had to learn to move through my own discomfort. And when I did that, I became a really good, effective coach. And so I, like you say, Laura, you know, like, I think how you phrased it was that you can, the level at which you've done your own work is the level at which you can really be with the client. So for me, it was about being confident within my own skills, which this course gave me a lot more, but confident with my own skills and remember that they paid me to help them and it's my job to bring this to their attention. So when they're stuck and looping in their excuses, it really is my job to reflect back to them. And so, you know, that might be a good topic or course or chapter or module or something to really, to get really hone your skill of confronting the excuse. I like that idea.
I do too. You better start planning that to teach that one, Kimberly.
All right. I'll get on
that. Yeah. And you know, and I love what you just said about, it's your job to reflect back, you know, the truth for them. And it's really true. So if where we might be backing off from, you know, and it's not like shoving their face in it, but gently helping them to see, you know, yeah, this is what we're doing here. So thanks for that. All right, everybody. Thank you, lovely, lovely women, amazing, powerful, fantastic practitioners and healers and therapists and gorgeous, you know, women. So I will see you hopefully sooner than 4 months from now, but I will see you then in any case. So big love to everybody.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.